many prominent Republicans have been fleeing their candidate in recent days, trying to distance themselves from his campaign and scandals. And now several prominent GOP donors have called the Republican National Committee to denounce the presidential candidate. You know, if you want to hear a chorus of passionate conservatives reacting to anything in the national psyche, you should do what I do. I turn to Charlie Sykes, the conservative talk radio host in Wisconsin who's been on the air for 25 years. He's heard it all. He's seen it all, Charlie. Actually, maybe you hadn't heard it all until this week, right?
This is one of the darkest elections. You sort of run out of analogies to use. Is it a dumpster fire? Is it a meltdown? But there's no question about it that we're going off into a very dark place in American politics, and unfortunately, a lot of the people that that I've been allied with in the past are going right along with it.
And are people defending Trump? Do they believe in conspiracies? Is this boys will be boys? What's going on?
Well, there's a division of opinion. I mean, obviously, there's a group of listeners and consumers of conservative media who will simply reject anything that's reported by the mainstream media. You know, it comes from the Washington Post or the New York Times. It must be biased. That's one group. There's another group, and unfortunately, it's maybe a larger group who will say, even if he did all of these things, well, Bill Clinton, the Clintons are worse, the Clintons are evil, the Clintons are the devil. So they've been willing to accept so much throughout the year. Why would they not be willing to accept even this?
I'm going to play you a little bit of Rush Limbaugh, who's tried, and I have to admire him. I mean, he does manage to boil down complicated issues into code words that then become a rallying cry. And in this particular case, if there's consent in a sort of sexual encounter, that's one thing. But if there's no consent, then the liberal, he calls them rape police, come out of the woodwork here. Can you decode what Rush Limbaugh is saying? He said this on Wednesday.
If there is consent on both or all three or all four, however many are involved in the sex act, it's perfectly fine, whatever it is. But if the left ever senses and smells that there's no consent in part of the equation, then here come the rape police. But consent is the magic key to the left.
One of the worst parts, I think, from my point of view, of what's happening here is not just Donald Trump's character and what he's doing, is the way that he is corrupting the values and the reaction of his followers, and the way that he's being enabled by other conservatives who frankly ought to know better. I mean, if you want to vote for Donald Trump, fine, vote for Donald Trump, but then don't try then to go along with this notion somehow that we redefine what is sensual, consensual sex. Grabbing a woman, a woman's private parts without her consent, is going to be sexual assault, no matter how you spin this. And so I think it's unfortunate that this campaign has not only, gone into this cesspool of who is the worst groper, but that people feel the need to then rationalize it and support it. And it is the corrupting effect of this campaign on the average people who listen to shows like that, that I think is going to leave a lasting stain on the culture.
Two questions. One, your most surprising caller of the week, and on the day after Election Day, what's left of the Republican Party, win or lose?
I can't remember the most surprising caller of the week because I've been doing this so long that I can anticipate it. Your second question is one that is unanswerable. Last night I was talking with a very prominent Republican official, and the only way that I can describe his mood is one of anguish. They've moved past panic to anguish, and they don't know what's going to be left. Donald Trump and his supporters have decided that if they're going to lose, they're going to lose as ugly as possible. And we're now spinning out these elaborate conspiracy theories about the international bankers and the cabals. And you kind of wonder whether this, in fact, does even end on Election Day. What if Donald Trump does not concede? What if a third of the electorate doubts the legitimacy of the election? What does this mean for a Republican Party that is now going to pick itself up and try to put the pieces back together again? And particularly with what's going to happen over the next 24 days, how do Republicans You know, turn around after this and say to women, okay, this was not who we are. How do they say to Hispanics? How do they say to, you know, Asian Americans? How do they say to young people? You know, what Donald Trump did, what he said, how he behaved, does not represent our values if, in fact, they continue to support him. And with every passing day, it's going to be harder and harder for the Republican Party to wipe this stink off after November 8th.
Charlie Sykes, conservative talk radio host in Wisconsin. Take care of the heartland up there.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.